I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Sadie and Bessie Delaney were civil rights pioneers, two African-American sisters born in the late 1800s who each lived to be over 100 years old. Their story is captured in the play Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters' First 100 Years, which will be given a staged reading by Minority Voices Theater at Lane Community College's Downtown Center in Eugene on Sunday, June 25th. With me are Stanley Coleman and Carol Horn Dennis, co-founders of Minority Voices Theater. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Well, what aspect of the Delaney sisters' lives are at the core of this play?
These sisters take us through Reconstruction. They take us to the Harlem Renaissance. They take us to the Civil Rights Movement. And we're looking at their lives and the challenges they faced all through their lives.
What were the things that you would say they saw change and what still needs to change?
I think they faced some of the same types of attitudes that African Americans still face today. That said, they enjoyed the progress that had been made, and they noticed that there had been progress that had been made in civil rights here in America, and they championed that progress, but they still recognized that a lot of the attitudes had not changed.
Fascinating story about how one of the sisters who was the teacher got her first job. She was the first black teacher in a New York City high school because she tricked her way in by not going for the interview. She did it all by letter. And when she showed up, they needed a teacher, and so they put her in the classroom. But those were the kinds of things that they experienced and that they got around.
And we have to remember, these are women who grew up in a male-dominated world, too.
How does presenting this play fit into the vision for Minority Voices Theater?
Minority Voices Theater was created to try to accomplish two things in the community. One is that the pool of actors here in the Eugene, Springfield, Lane County area is not very diverse. So our local theater companies, they feel as if they can't do plays that represent minority community stories or have more than one or two black or Latino characters. So one of the things we're trying to do in doing staged readings is that we can choose a play and then go out into the community, find people to read the parts, and maybe 2 or 3 years from now, we have a more diverse pool of actors in Eugene and more theater companies can do a wider variety of plays. The other story, the urgency of now, is that it's really important for folks from marginalized communities to see themselves represented on stage.
How do Charmaine Coleman and Arbrila Levert bring their own experiences to their roles?
They are African Americans who grew up in poor families. These are women who have faced challenges, I'm sure, themselves in their lives, but they overcame quite a few of those challenges to become the women that they are today. A number of African Americans become who they are by the struggles that they have faced. They have become successful women, just as the Delaney sisters became successful women in their fields.
How do your own experiences play into what you do as a director for this?
I can very much empathize with the experiences that people have gone through in this play. I grew up in central Louisiana. I have faced discrimination on many levels in many ways.
What would you both like this to contribute to the current dialogue in our society about racial and other political issues?
Finding a way to see the other as human. You are less likely to be afraid and less likely to lash out. And theater really does create a sense of belonging, but only if you see yourself there.
We are all part of America. We're all part of the global world, actually. And I think this play is about the indomitable human spirit. We're all in this together. We need to be able to look out for each other. We need to be able to stand up for each other. We can join hands and become sisters and brothers. That's what this life is really all about.
Stanley Coleman and Carol Horn Dennis of Minority Voices Theater, in association with LCC's Multicultural Center, they'll present a staged reading of Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters' First 100 Years, at LCC's Downtown Center in Eugene on Sunday, June 25th at 2 p.m. For more information, minorityvoicestheater.org and lanecc.edu. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.